Let's keep going now and look at this very important question. I know that in the Bible it says that God is all-knowing and that He even knows the number of hairs on our head. I know that God also gave us free will. So does that mean that God knows what we are going to do before we do it, or is He just constantly watching us? The Lord is much more than a spectator. Let's read Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things which are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. The Lord knows precisely what we will do, and He knows precisely what He will do. He declares or announces the end from the beginning. Every word of prophecy in the Scripture shows us that the Lord knows what will happen in the future. Of course, there are things that He knows will happen, and there are things He calls us to happen. The Lord Jesus knew that Judas would betray Him, as we read in Matthew 26:21, which says, And as they did eat, He said, Verily I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Again, we read in Matthew 26:25, Then Judas, which betrayed Him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, Thou hast said. The Lord Jesus knew that Peter would deny Him, as we read in Matthew 26:33 and 34. Peter answered and said unto Him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet will I never be offended. Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And then the Lord Jesus, knowing full well how He would be beaten, how He would suffer, how he would die, went with the men who came to capture Him, as we read in John 18:4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon Him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? The Lord told the Apostle John in Revelation 1:19, Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. In this important book, the Lord revealed to John the things which shall be hereafter, because He knows what lies ahead for us. What lies ahead for those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? We read in 1 John 3:2, Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. For believers, our eternity will be spent in the presence of our dear Savior, rejoicing in His person, His love, and His saving power. But what lies ahead for those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ? We read in Matthew 13:49-50, So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Does the Lord know whether or not we will accept Him as our Savior and Lord? Yes, He absolutely does. However, the choice is still yours. We read the words of Joshua in Joshua 24:15, Choose you this day whom ye will serve. We read the words of the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 3:9, which tells us that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yes, the Lord knows who will accept Him and who will reject Him. Yet the offer of salvation is to all, and the choice is yours. The Lord has promised us in John 6:37, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.